All right, let's take a look at what's going on in the crypto corner with Bitcoin, because, wow. Were we just talking, what was it, so about 10 days ago, $41,000 for Bitcoin? Oops, that was wrong. Look at this. It's almost at $55,000, not quite at the 60, but are we headed there? Let's bring in Ollie Leach, CoinDesk's Learn editor. He's joining us from the north of England to learn us some things about Bitcoin specifically. And October and November are, I'm going to use the word crucial, but they're important months for investors in Bitcoin. Why October, November?
Do you know, it's one of those things that nobody's really sure about. It's one of those, you know, is it a self-fulfilling prophecy? Is it because a lot of regulators and platforms push their updates and they, you know, they kind of kick them towards the end of the year, and so everyone's looking forward to that? We just don't know. I mean, you know, looking at it right now, everything seems to be coming together for Bitcoin. And interestingly, you know, how these cycles kind of flip on a penny is always interesting to see. You know, go back a couple of weeks, we were talking about DeFi, Ethereum, and now, you know, we've seen, you know, other altcoins starting to drop, and now Bitcoin's in the driver's seat. So, you know, 60% of quarterly candles in Q4 have been in the green. We know that much. So it just seems to be everyone's anticipating something. And you've also got to take into consideration that, you know, this is a year after a halving, which is always, you know, an exciting time. And we just haven't hit that 100K yet. So, you know, people are looking, are we going to reach that point yet? So, yeah, it's all eyes on the next couple of months. And it's a really exciting time again.
Ollie, we've talked many times in the past about regulation. SEC Chair Gary Gensler, he was in front of lawmakers again yesterday testifying. There's actually 19 lawmakers who took the opportunity to ask Gensler about crypto regulation. Anything that you heard yesterday that stands out to you or really could be a part of the reason that we're seeing this jump today?
I think it's more to do with this kind of optimism around the ETF that seems to be really, you know, what driving a lot of that. You know, Eric Balchunas from Bloomberg said there's a, you know, 75% chance that we're going to see an ETF happen soon. And this is driven, obviously, the futures ETF is what Gary Gensler is really looking to push forward. He believes, you know, that they're safer. There's more consumer protections around a futures ETF than a normal ETF. And that has been part of why he's really pushing this one first. But, you know, like there's 20 ETFs stacked on his desk, you know, and we've got approval for the ProShares Bitcoin ETF strategy on October 18th. And there's another couple coming forward in November. So, you know, all eyes are on, you know, are we going to finally get an ETF in the US? And this seems to be pushing a lot of that.
There was a statistic that something like 85% of Bitcoin is being held. It's not being traded. What does that mean for those of us who are just the average investor?
Yeah, so it just goes to show, you know, I think it was 155 days, I think I'm right in saying that's the metric. And they were saying that now the amount of wallets that have been holding Bitcoin for less than 155 days is at 20%, 80% is more than that. So it just goes to show that, you know, a huge amount of people now are optimistic. They're holding Bitcoin. They're not letting it go. That means if, you know, the average retail investor or anyone wants to buy it now, they're going to have to go straight to the, you know, the circulating supply that's coming in from miners, you know, so that supply is getting smaller and smaller by, you know, over the next, you know, course of Bitcoin's lifespan. But the demand is still growing, you know, 80%. I'm sure we'll see that number rise over time. It just goes to show just that the sheer demand for this asset is just getting huge. And a big part of that has to do with the adoption that we're seeing now. You know, look at the Bancorp, America's fifth largest bank. You know, we're seeing that's launched its own crypto custody service. You know, we're seeing Bank of America talk about its own coverage now. You know, it's just all coming together in a really nice way right now.
Yeah, Ollie, that's interesting. You bring up the institutional involvement, and we've talked about that a number of times in the past. In terms of the inflows, though, when it comes to the institution on the institution side, has that matched expectations? Because I feel like there was a lot of excitement around that at the start of the year, and then it hit a bit of a lull.
Yeah, we're still seeing a huge amount of exchanges, and particularly funds are now starting to take in a lot of Bitcoin. We saw data from ByteTree that shows that Europe. Funds from Europe, US, Canada have accumulated over 3,000 Bitcoin in the last 4 weeks alone. So they're still taking on a lot of Bitcoin. That's probably because, you know, we're seeing so many banks. You know, SIBA Bank in Switzerland is also looking to become a crypto custodian. So they're anticipating a lot of institutional investors to get into this market, and they're just looking to, you know, to create services for those clients. It's definitely, we're still seeing a lot of people take up a lot of Bitcoin right now. It's squashing that supply, and there's a lot of interesting predictions for where we're going to end up at the end of the year, and we're just going to sort of see how they all play out.
Ollie Leach is CoinDesk's Learn editor. We appreciate your being here on Yahoo Finance Live. All the best to you.